You only just joined Rat yourself. People talk outside their armies, said Wigan. And I listen. Always your father. Like your father was some kind of prophet. And I thought, I bet his mother's glad he isn't under his father's influence anymore. My mother wants me to respect my father. She just doesn't want you to live with him. He beat you, didn't he? Zack shoved Wigan. Before he even thought of doing it, there was his hand, shoving the kid away. Come on, said Wigan. You shower. People see the scars. I've seen the scars. It was purification. There's no way a pagan like you would understand that. Purification of what? Asked Wigan. You were the perfect son? Graf's been feeding you information from their observation of me, hasn't he? That's illegal. Come on, Zack. I know you. If you decide something's right, then that's the thing you'll do, no matter what it costs you. You believe in your father. Whatever he says, you'll do. So what have you done wrong that makes it so you need all this purification? Zack didn't answer. He just closed down, refused to listen. He let his mind go off somewhere else, to the place where it always went when Father purified him, so he wouldn't scream, so he wouldn't feel anything at all. There it is, said Wigan. That's the Zack he made you into. The Zack who isn't really here. Doesn't really exist. Zack heard him without hearing. And that's why you have to get home, said Wigan. Because without you there, he'll have to find somebody else to purify. Won't he? Do you have a brother? A sister? Some other kid in the congregation? Or... Oh, I know. It's your mother, isn't it? Do you think he'll try to purify your mother? Zack really was tuning out everything Wigan said, yet something must have gotten through, because now, at Wigan's cue, he started thinking about his mother. And not just any picture of her. It was his mother saying to him, Satan does not give good gifts. So your good gift comes from God. And then Father saying, there are those who will tell you that a thing is from God when it's really from the devil. Zack had asked him why. They are deceived by their own desire, Father had said. They wish the world were a better place, so they pretend that polluted things are pure, so they don't have to fear them. He couldn't let Father know what Mother had said, because it was so impure of her. Can't let Father know. If he whips Mother, I'll kill him. The thought struck him with such force he gasped and stumbled against the wall. If he whips Mother, I'll kill him. Wigan was still there, talking. Zack, what's wrong? Wigan touched him. Touched his arm. The forearm. Zack couldn't help himself. He yanked his arm away, but that wasn't enough. He lashed out with his right leg and kicked Wigan in the shin, then shoved him backward. Wigan fell against the wall, then to the floor. He looked helpless. Zack was so filled with rage at him that he couldn't contain it. It was all the weeks of isolation. It was all his fear for his mother. She really wasn't pure. He should hate her for it. But he loved her. That made him evil. That made him deserve all the purification Father ever gave him. Because he loved someone as impure as Mother. And for some reason, with all of this rage and fear, Zack threw himself down on Wigan and pummeled him in the chest and stomach. Stop it, cried Wigan, trying to turn away from him. What do you think you're doing, purifying me? Zek stopped and looked at his own hands. Looked at Wiggins' body lying there helpless. The very helplessness of him, his worm-like, fetal pose, infuriated Zek. He knew from class what this was. It was bloodlust. It was the animal fever that took a soldier over and made him strong beyond his strength. It was what Father must have felt, purifying him. The smaller body, helpless, complete, subject to his will. It filled a certain kind of man with rage that had to tear into its prey, that had to inflict pain, break the skin, draw blood and tears and screaming from the victim. It was something dark and evil. If anything was from Satan, this was. "I thought you were a pacifist," said Wiggins softly. Zek could hear his father going on and on about peace, how the servants of God did not go to war. "Beat your swords into plowshares," murmured Zek, echoing his father, quoting Micah and Isaiah as he did all the time. "Bible quotations," said Wiggin, uncurling himself. Now he lay flat on the ground, completely open to any blows Zek might try to land. But the rage was dissipating now. Zek didn't want to hit him. Or rather, he wanted to hit him, but not more than he wanted not to hit him. "Try this one," said Wiggin. "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." "Don't argue scripture with me," said Zek. "I know them all." "But you only believe in the ones your father liked. Why do you think your father always quoted the ones about hating war and rejecting violence when he beat you the way he did?" Sounds like he was trying to talk himself out of what he found in his own heart. "You don't know my father." Zek hissed out the words through a tight throat. He could hit this kid again. He could. But he wouldn't. At least he wouldn't if the kid would just shut up.